Well, game one of the Origin series has been won by Queensland. It was a terrific match. The opening 40 minutes was as quick as a football game as I've seen in a long while. And Queensland coming back from a deficit of 8 points at halftime to take out the first State of Origin game of 2019. And there was a lot of things being asked about the New South Wales side in the wash-up, in particular about the halves, whether they'll be there in Game 2. And a man to tell us a little bit more about the wash-up of Origin 1 and what's going to happen in Game 2 is Andrew Webster. Good morning, Webby.
Good morning, boys. You guys have the lifestyle, your Origins 1 minute, Bradbroke Carnival the next. It's pretty tough.
It's terrific. We're doing a lot better than probably Brad Fittler is at the moment, and better than Cody Walker, and better than Nathan Cleary, and better than most of the Blues, I would imagine.
You guys are right. It was an absolute Origin for the ages, and that comes from all the great Origin players that I spoke to up in Brisbane after the match, and since the game on Wednesday night, I can't recall a game being that quick. I can't remember seeing a game switch that quickly like it did sort of there early in the second half. The Suncorp Stadium crowd got right behind the Queenslanders. They put in a huge defensive set of six. Corey Oates scores in the corner and just swung, didn't it? It'll be interesting to see how this plays out now for Brad Fittler and his team in Perth. They were quite edgy after the loss. I know they were putting on a brave face, but, you know, I couldn't believe the price for Queensland in the weeks leading up to the first game. I still can't believe that they were opened at 220 yesterday for the second game in Perth in a week. I just think it's going to be really interesting to see how, you know, the very positive and warm and fuzzy vibe that's been around Brad Fittler's camp since day one last year, where they've really opened up the media access, they've really opened up the public appearances. I'm really interested to see how that's going to go for Game 2, where they have to win if they're going to keep the series alive and take it to Sydney for the decider in Game 3.
Yeah, a lot of talk was about the halves, and in particular Cody Walker. Do you expect the halves combination to survive?
Well, it was really hard to get a read, Laurie, after the game and even yesterday about what Brad Fittler and his advisors will do in terms of the halves. Just speaking to other blokes who have played Origin before, and Loz, you'd understand this. It's hard on debut, particularly up there, and this is always my concern from a New South Wales point of view, and why I thought when Keary went down that they should have gone with Maloney, because they lacked an on-field general, I thought, late in that game. Mm. Cody Walker was just stuck out there on the left edge in attack, and I know he came into it when he came back on, but he had to get dragged to fire him up and get him involved in the game. But, you know, you talk to a lot of even the great players, they say that in their first Origin, they battled to get into the match because it goes so quickly. Yep. And that was the case with Cody Walker. I just think if he's going to make a change, they can't get rid of Cleary now that Adam Reynolds is gone. I just think that Maloney, I know his form hasn't been good this year. If he has a great game for the Roosters against the Roosters for Penrith on Sunday, I just think an experienced player like him, particularly because he did what he did last year with New South Wales and with Nathan Clear, and he knows those combinations and all those structures, I just think he's a better option than Mitchell Pearce.
Yeah, well, what Adam Reynolds, what about... Well, okay, so you'd go... You'd
Reynolds
Mitchell
has got on, the broken
yeah,
back.
He's got the broken yeah. back, so he's out. But Pearce is the option.
He is an option, Terry, but I understand that. But, you know, and I think, you know, when they went to him after Keary went down in that game, that Friday night game between the Knights and the Roosters, he said he had a sore groin. I think the Blues got the feeling that he really wasn't that keen to play. But as I said, I just think in a match that they must win, throwing Pearce in there with new combinations, they've only got a week to in camp. It's not 10 days because it's a standalone on the Sunday. The team gets picked on a Sunday. They play the following Sunday. I just think they should go with what they know. I think they should play safe and go with Maloney.
Yep. What happened with Latrell Mitchell on Wednesday night?
It was noticed by a few people after the match just how undirty his sky blue jumper was. That's how uninvolved he got in the match. Look, there's been concerns about Latrell's form and attitude and mindset for the last month or so at the Roosters. I know the Brad Fittler was, you know, umming and ahhing about even picking him in the team. You know, and I just think that his performance was. I think he was concerned about how things were going to go with Latrell, and that's why. And I was the one who wrote it that he called him a week before selection and said, "Listen, if I pick you, I want your concerns around your management left at the door." And Brad made it pretty clear after the game he wants everyone to cut him a little bit of slack. But you know, there's been tension there at the Roosters all season long about Latrell Mitchell, and I think it was played out, you know, in that match on Wednesday night. That said, he's so damaging as a player. So I don't think there's any danger of being dropped for game two. But yeah, it's a concern where his head at is at the moment.
Yeah. You know, when things are going on in your life, Webby, I know everyone wants you to, you know, when you're coming to a State of Origin camp, I know everyone wants you to forget about what's going on in the outside world. But you know what? You can't. That's the reality of it. You know, you spend time on your own and, I know when they go back to their rooms, they'll be talking to people close to them. Yes, you don't want any distractions, but you got to live in the real world, and the real world is whatever issue is going on outside your life, you're still dealing with.
Yeah, and it affects some people, and it doesn't affect other people. Some people can brush it off and just get on with the job, and others can't. It does, particularly if it's an ongoing issue. It's a big one for them. Jack DeBellin continues to try and fight the fight as well regarding the no-fault stand-down rule. Looks like this one will go to court, as expected.
Yeah, I have to say I was surprised to see the story in the Herald today that he intended to appeal the federal court decision. The NRL were surprised themselves at just how strongly Justice Melissa Perry found in their favour a couple of weeks ago after 4 days of pretty intense hearings. In the federal court, you know, having gone through 3,000 pages of documents, you know, she was pretty strong that in ruling in the NRL's favour. So I was surprised to see that DeBellin, who has changed legal representation and, you know, who is footing a massive legal bill, has challenged it. But to me, it just shows you how much he's digging in, you know. It just shows you how adamant he is about his innocence over this whole matter. And then on the flip side, you've got Israel Folau, who's trying to sink Rugby Australia with a $10 million damages bill. So, you know, I think those two stories are going to dominate the headlines in the sporting sections, unfortunately, for the next few weeks. So I just showed you the power of the sports lawyer in the current climate, boys.
Yeah, sure. Mate, just a very quick one, Webby. Do you think Latrell will play for the Roosters? Is it definite that he'll miss this game on the weekend against Penrith?
I don't know. It's the thing. I don't think the Roosters are particularly happy that he's just decided to get in the car and drive back to Taree, but I really don't know. I haven't had any indication from the Roosters yet whether he would be playing or not. I just know that they were surprised that he had decided to drive back to Taree, where he hails from, and not get on the plane with the Blues. So that's the story that will develop today.
Good on you, mate. Well done. Thanks, Webby.
Good on you, boys.